Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Anna and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending, powered by Home Comfort Practice.
Who's caring for your mom? That's a question that's being asked by a billboard that's grabbing a whole lot of attention on I-84 in Waterbury. I'm sure you've seen it on the news, Anna. That's the shirtless or naked nurse, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it asks the question there of who's caring for your mother. The billboard is created as an advertisement for an all-new female wing that is at Cheshire Regional Rehab Center. This is a co-ed staff, as you would imagine, most other departments. But again, there's going to be an entire wing staffed only by females. No male patients, no male nurses will be involved with that wing in the facility whatsoever. People are talking about it. First off, it grabs some attention, right? Have you seen it?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a shirtless, very good-looking man.
And he appears actually to be naked, not shirtless.
Well,
it cuts a little bit lower than the waistline would be.
Sure, but you only see the top half.
Sure.
That being
said, he's got a stethoscope.
I don't understand why they chose this. Now, don't get me wrong. I find the whole thing rather amusing. And, I drive by it and I giggle. Like, it's funny,
right.
I don't understand why they went that marketing strategy way. It doesn't seem to make any sense.
Well, it grabs some attention, that's for sure. But as a male nurse, I think I would find it a little bit offensive, right? I mean, so now you're looking at them as what? They're boy toys or, they're not real nurses or anything like that?
But what I don't understand is, as an elderly woman, why wouldn't you want that hot guy taking care of you? I'd be like, no. You show me where the place is that guy's working. And that's where I want my kids to sign me up.
The company that created it has had to defend it a little bit. Here's their statement on the matter.
This was really about grabbing attention. The billboard has nothing to do with the caliber of the work that male nurses do.
It's a little sexist. I mean, let's be honest, right? It's out there. What if this was a woman? What if this was a naked woman up there with a stethoscope just, strategically placed right here?
Yep.
And guys were driving by and they'd be like, yeah, that's where I'm sending my dad when he goes to hospice. People would be worked up about that, would they not be? As guys were just supposed to be like, whatever.
It's
that's right, baby. We got it.
Yep.
It's crazy, right? Cops, they get so much grief all the time. There's so many bad stories. So here's the cutest story that you're going to hear all day. Cops apparently save a little goose baby after Gosling, or Gosling is the baby, right? The goose mama starts tapping on the police door, and here's how it went. Here's a statement from the sergeant.
It kept pecking and pecking, and then it walked away, and it stopped and looked back, so I followed it, and it led me right over to the baby that was tangled up in all that string.
Sergeant James Givens of Cincinnati there talks about it. And then, of course, the rescue goes on there as the goose came over, knocked on the car door, the police cruiser door, led them over to this gosling who was tied up in string, and then this happened.
Specialist Sharon came and untangled it. She has a couple kids of her own, and I guess that motherly instinct must have kicked in because, they communicated. The mother goose didn't bother her or anything. And people say they will attack you if you get close to their youngins.
Good job.
Oh, man.
They communicated.
Yeah. You don't mess with moms. It doesn't matter what kind of species you're from. Like, listen, you mess with a mom that's got to protect their baby, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. And lastly today, people, prepare yourselves. You may not even want to actually leave your home, because today is not only Friday the 13th, of course, but we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde.
Oh my god!
Right. Will you watch scary movies today?
His name was Jason. Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
Today is his birthday.
Hayden,
Anna,
was born on Friday the 13th.
Was she?
Yep. And I think that it's a very lucky day.
It's always been a lucky day for me too.